Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl again, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, again, it's another sweet, sexy story guaranteed to make your temperature rise. I like the sound of that, making your temperature rise. But anywho, I want to thank you for tuning in. You know, I'm recording this podcast. It's about 2 in the morning here where I am. And it's something about putting this together in the middle of the night, during the booty call hours, as we call them here in the good old Midwest, booty call. You know, the time of night when you're feeling a little erotic and you want to hit somebody up with the opportunity of getting some, you know, I'll let you fill in the rest. But yeah, that's what we call booty call hours. But it's something about recording this podcast during that time. The atmosphere, the environment, everything is relaxed. And that's just the way I like it. Because if I like it like that, I'm going to make sure that you, as my audience, likes it just like that. I swear I can't turn off the sexy. But you didn't hear come here to listen to me talk about me, right? So let's get the pleasantries out of the way. Now, you can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok at JStevette. And on my Facebook pages, Jaylana Stevette, the author, and Jaylana Stevette. Also have a personal page that's growing by leaps and bounds, but everything is monetized, so now it's all business. I love it when they turn everything personal into business. Anywho, and then, let's see here. Yeah, that's all my social media handles. I lost my train of thought there for a moment. Now, also, let's see. The new book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, will be done with the first round of editing at the beginning of December, which is phenomenal because that at the same time, I'll be turning in a second book for the first round of editing. So next year, I'll have two books, again, two books being released. And if you, I mean, while you're waiting, especially for the sequel to Getting Back to Happy, if you have not gotten it yet, and if you have not listened to it yet either, because it's on Audible too. My book is everywhere books are sold. So you can get it on any website. If you just type in Getting Back, the number 2, Happy, it'll pull up. But if you have the Audible app and you love to listen to a really good story, it's narrated by E. Kane, and she has narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books, y'all. But anywho, so you can check that book out while you're getting ready for the sequel, because the sequel, baby, that sequel is pure fire. Okay. All right, so now that we got all of the church announcements out of the way, baby, let's dive right into the story. This is Cyber Sex Part 3, Candace and the Bishop. Oh, you thought the other two had just a little bit of spice to them? Well, baby, I need you to listen to this episode because Candace and the Bishop just got a little bit spicier. So now that we got all the pleasantries out of the way, after a short, very, 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 very short announcement from our sponsor, we're diving right in to the next episode of Naughty Tales, Cybersex, Part 3, Candace and the Bishop. Cybersex, Part 3, Candace and the Bishop. My next client was an oldie, but goodie. He was one of my original clients, one of the more lucrative ones that paid consistently. Truth is, this client actually helped me build my clientele, pay my bills, and he was also very, oh so very entertaining. Bishop O was his name. And being anonymous was also his game. Bishop O was a well-known preacher in the local city who had a lot to lose if his congregation or his wife knew he was into being this naughty. But it was his hunger and thirst for the forbidden that led him right to me. I met Bishop O on social media at the beginning of my career. I would post sexy pictures on my story, which drew in thousands of views and hundreds of inquiries about my services. Dr. O was different, though. He followed my stories for a while in silence. Then he finally got up the courage to start a conversation in my DMs. The bishop did what men typically do: complain about their wives and their sex lives, or lack thereof. I simply listened. At first, the bishop would just pay me just for that. But since our relationship has developed over the years, now we have cybersex. Bishop O is the senior pastor of one of the largest black churches in the city. His face is well known on television, social media, and in ministry circuits as a whole. His humble beginnings started like most successful preachers. He grew up in church and knew that this was his calling. Per the advice of his parents and elders, the bishop met a cute little petite light-skinned female and wifed her immediately. They had children and created an empire of ministry, hell, a dynasty together, with him as the leader and his beautiful wife, the first lady, as a submissive, dutiful spouse. Unfortunately for him, his sexual appetite seemed to get him into trouble early in his career by the way of illegitimate children sprinkled in from here and there. Because of that, he was always on radar, both by congregants looking for fault and also by his ever so suspicious, stuck-up wife. His words, not mine. But his sexual urges never seemed to go checked. And that's where my discretion comes in. I, Candace, am here to allow him to fulfill his sexual desires by having sex with me on the internet. That is. Now, the bishop would love to have a face-to-face encounter these days, and he has offered to pay handsomely for the work. But given his position and his celebrity status in the city, he would be setting himself up for failure. Eyes are everywhere, especially in this game. Even when you don't know, they are upon you. So every week, once a week, Bishop O and I play a very sexy game. I change outfits and put on a soft pink see-through robe and decided to go braless with just my thong underneath. I went to my walk-in closet to get some of our usuals. The rabbit, the bullet, the rose, and I opted for hot massage oil. I'm sure the bishop wanted to see me do what he pays me well to see. My squirt action. Yes, I'm a squirter. To be honest, I enjoyed this client because it gave me the opportunity to please myself. At the same time, although my job was lucrative, it left me wanting in the area of relationships. Lack of relationship with the opposite sex also meant lack of relations and sexual frustrations. So the arrangement with the bishop was beneficial for both of us. My Cash App dinged again. It was over and above the usual amount. Enough for next month's rent and that pair of new Louboutins that I asked him for. I giggled with excitement and set the camera up in front of the bed and got myself ready for the bishop. I giggled with excitement and set the camera up in front of the bed. I got myself ready for the bishop. I turned the camera on to see his smiling face. He said, "Hey, sexy. Good morning." "Hey, good morning. Very late morning, but good morning, Bishop." "You know how I feel about that. Don't call me that. I get called Bishop all day, every day. From my congregation, from my wife, my kids. Call me Omar, I told you." "Okay, Omar. But Bishop is so sexy to me. Call me Omar, please. You know, I will call you whatever it is that you want me to. And Omar, thank you for the love offering for my red bottoms. Oh my gosh, you always treat me so well." "Well, as long as you treat me well and keep our standing appointment every week, I'll keep it coming. I want to ask you something." "Well, what is it, Omar?" "I wanted to increase the frequency of our arrangement. I know it started out as once a month, and now I want to do this thing twice a month. I know you have other clients, but I'll definitely make it worth your while." I smiled and said, "What did you have in mind?" "Well, the money for the shoes was a start. But if you should have any other needs in addition to that, such as a new bag, your condo mortgage paid, something like that, just let me know." I got giddy and jumped up and down like a kid. I didn't care. I said, "You mean I can make a wish list?" He laughed and said, "Within reason, yes." I blew Bishop a kiss on the screen, and we had more conversation for about 30 minutes about things in his life, such as his upcoming sermon, his travel schedule, and his bitchy ass wife. Again, his words, not mine. So once finished, we got right down to the real reason that he pays me. The bitch said, "Baby, I love what you have on. It's nice, cute, pink, lace and shit. Oh, that lace and shit. Take that off." I looked at the camera and I said, "Oh my, Omar. Such strong language coming from a bishop." The bishop looked at me with those eyes that draw me in every single time. And he said, "You heard me the first time, baby. Take that shit off. All that shit off. With your sexy ass." Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Bishop said, "You heard me the first time, baby. Take that shit off. All that shit off. With your sexy ass." I said, "Damn, Omar. That shit turns me on. Baby, whatever you want. Yeah, let me see that pussy. All wet and pink in the center. Omar, you so nasty." I smiled. I took off my lingerie and let it drop to the floor. The bishop pulled his Gucci sweats down to release his long, thick, chocolate shaft. I smiled in admiration at the beautiful piece of steel that appeared before me. The bishop stroked himself and said, "Play with your pussy for me." I grabbed my bullet and massage oil. I knew he would want me to use it later. I grabbed my nipples and pinched them, watched him stroke his shaft. The bishop stroked his manhood up and down slowly as he watched me play with my twins. I took my finger and touched my kitty. She was moist. I took my finger and put it in my mouth and said, "You want to taste this sweet, juicy pussy of mine?" He said, "Yes, baby. Let me taste that pussy." The bishop stroked his cock. I laid on the bed and spread my legs. He watched and stroked as I gave my love box attention. I spread my lips wide and played in my wetness. The bishop stroked his manhood and watched. Play with that fat pussy, baby. Grab your bullet. Let me see that pussy jump, baby. Let me see it jump. I thought he'd never ask. I took the massage oil and applied it on my kitty. It felt warm, and I touched myself. The bitch said, "Fuck, that shit's turning me on." The bishop continued to stroke. I took my fingers and opened my lips. I flickered my center with my fingers, and my clit began to jump. My pre-release began to arise, and I moved my hips in tandem with my fingers. I looked up at the camera and said, "I want your dick inside me so bad. I love it when you watch me stroke this pussy. It feels so good." The bishop continued to stroke his thick black cock. I imagined him inside me and grabbed my bullet. I turned at mid-speed and brushed it lightly against my lips. My clit jumped in anticipation, but I moved my hips and my juices began to appear. Damn. I can't wait to taste that wet pussy. Play with your bullet, baby. Play with your bullet. The bishop stroked. I placed a bullet on my center. The intensity of the vibration sent my clit into a frenzy. I moved my hips and imagined his dick inside me. I said, I can't wait to feel you inside me. Your dick is so amazing. Oh, damn, baby, I want you so bad. The bishop stroked intensely. I stroked my wetness with the bullet and increased the speed. I rocked my hips back and forth as the bullet sent electrical charges through my clitoris. Bishop increased his strokes. I matched his energy with my bullet and stroked myself. My bullet hit my wetness, and the sounds of Bishop's strokes and my wetness created a beautiful symphony of sounds that opened the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. As the strokes and the wetness created a symphony, I placed a bullet on my clit and increased the speed again. Bishop stroked as I rocked. I rocked as if he was fucking me, and he stroked. My clit just clicked with energy, and the synergy of us gave a buildup, and in an instant, my kitty released her waterfall. Bishop watched and yelled, "Fuck!" The cadence of his strokes intensified, and the bishop released his secretions in his own waterfall of goodness. We both laughed and breathed a sigh of relief. The bishop cleaned himself up and returned to the camera. We talked some more, and he said, So in 2 weeks, we get to do this again according to our new arrangement. So I need you to check your calendar for the weekend of the 10th.
The whole weekend?
Yeah. I'm taking you to Vegas. That's the bonus in addition to our arrangement. I made that executive decision myself, you know, being the bishop and all. Oh, so now you're the bishop. We both laugh. He says, "I see you got jokes. You know I'm Omar, but I'm also the bishop. But just let me know your schedule. For you, babe, I'll drop everything." That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Good. I'll text you the flight and hotel arrangements and everything. First class, of course. I have to preach there that weekend, and, you know, there's a fight. There's also that.
VIP seats and everything. You know how we do, box seats, VIP. I smiled. The bishop said, "You know how I like to treat you, baby. On one condition, though. You have to give me one of those erotic massages. You ain't gave me one of those in a while, given our arrangement and all." I know. It's been a while. But I promise, when I see you, I'm going to make it up to you. The bishop and I said our goodbyes. 15 minutes later, I received a text message from the bishop with the flight and hotel arrangements. We were all set for our rendezvous. I told you this arrangement was beneficial for me as well as him. And relations and frustrations, etc., blah, 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 que sera, que sera. The truth is, the bishop is my man. This is the real girlfriend experience. I started from the bottom, and now with the bishop, I'm here. Oh, don't judge me. The bishop surely doesn't, and I don't judge him either. I provide a life for him that he could never truly act out due to his calling. I'm his getaway, his fantasy. This game ain't for everybody, but if you have to play the game, you play to win. I smiled at the text message and thought about what I was going to pack for my trip. So much shopping to do and trips to the spa to get beautified. I went to my favorite website and looked at my wish list and pressed go to shopping cart to place my order. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to say a huge thank you again. This is the remix yet again. I've got to keep revising this every single time because my listeners are growing by leaps and bounds. We've added another two countries to the listeners who are tuning in to Nightingale. Oh my goodness, y'all. It is such an exciting time for all of us who are listening in to these sweet, sexy stories. I just want to thank y'all from all over the globe, baby. I want to thank all of my listeners everywhere. My listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, in China, the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Taiwan, the Philippines, Norway, Germany, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, Indonesia, and now Israel and South Korea have been added to the list, baby. Oh my goodness, Jaylana Stevette is excited, but Jaylana Stevette appreciates all the love and the support. So all of my listeners everywhere that are listening to Naughty Tales and Sex and the Single Girl, I ask that you like and share. I ask that you tell your girlfriends, tell your guy friends, tell everybody, tell your mama, tell your aunties, because they like it too, baby. But tell everybody you know about this podcast and have them tune in. Give them a little entertainment and let me tuck them in at night with a sweet, sexy story. Yes. So, I'm saying all that to say that your listenership does not go unnoticed, but your listenership is loved, appreciated, and celebrated by me,
yours truly. It is not forgotten. And with much, 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 much gratitude, I just want to give you a hug and a big old sexy Jelana Stevette kiss. Mwah. Meow. Thank you for tuning in, baby.